Well, Scott, thanks for joining me this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
What, if anything, about these results stand out to you?
Well, you know, the presidential race, I think, is going exactly how the trend has been showing. Hillary has been leading in Virginia. Her lead increased to low double digits in a couple of polls earlier in the month and has shrunk back a little bit. This trend is continuing in this poll. She still leads, but not by her highest watermark.
So she's got, the way I read the numbers, about a 5-point lead in the 5-way race with all the candidates included in the question. And it's about 44% for her to 39% for Donald Trump. The race is kind of tightening up, as you mentioned. How do you interpret that? Is that Republicans sort of coming home to the Republican candidate near the end of the race, as often happens? Anything that you could read, maybe any possible damage from last week's revelations over more FBI email investigations or what?
Well, you know, nearly a third of our responses did come from after the revelation. So we kind of bridged it. And in that, I think that is seen in how her lead has shrunk a little bit, but it hasn't eaten into it too much from the polls we've been seeing nationally. And really, that's because, you know, if you were okay with Hillary Clinton and all the stories about her emails before, this latest story about emails from her assistant is really not going to be a tipping point for you. So it's probably just solidified how Trump supporters and Hillary supporters feel about their candidates. I don't foresee a whole lot of change, but I think you really hit the nail on the head when you talked about the Republicans coming home. And we may still see a little bit more of that. You know, Gary Johnson, I think, was doing a little better in the polls earlier on, and we keep seeing his numbers nationally shrinking. And he's down to 5%, and he's not going to get much higher than that in Virginia. But you're going to continue to see a few of the Republicans who, you know, might have vocally said, well, I don't think I can support Trump, finally coming home as the reality of Hillary victory sinks in if they don't vote for their nominee. So I do think we'll see more Republicans coming home, this continuing to tighten, but the trend in Virginia is Hillary's lead.
And Scott, you came up with some interesting results when you asked respondents about whether marijuana should be legalized for medical use and also for recreational use. Maybe not surprising here, but there's a pretty big split between those two responses.
There is. And, you know, and I have polled other southern states and found the same trend where, you know, people very strongly feel marijuana for medical purposes should be legalized, but more people say marijuana should not be legalized for recreational purposes. What surprised me about Virginia was how strong the sentiment for medical marijuana is. You know, this is essentially 4 out of 5 respondents.
Yeah, it's 82%.
Marijuana should be legalized,
right,
for medical purposes.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually we see in other states a majority saying marijuana should not be legalized for recreational purposes. So that's the trend for the split we see, whereas in Virginia, you know, it's a majority, or it's a plurality, but it's not a majority of 50% or more.
Another issue that has been roiling the presidential race, especially with the hardline anti-Muslim campaign rhetoric of Donald Trump, is that of admitting Muslims into the U.S. And you asked about that, too. What did you find out from Virginia voters about that?
You know, that's kind of one of those bellwether questions. It sort of shows how the parties are splitting on a key issue. And we found a very deep divide between Republicans and Democrats on this. You know, combining, you know, strong attitudes with, you know, somewhat strong attitudes, we see that, you know, 84% of Democrats are against restricting immigration of Muslims, whereas 68% of Republicans are in favor of it. So this is one of those deep divides, and it really gets to a different view of what our society offers. Democrats, again, tend to see, you know, immigration of all types as a good thing, of strengthening America, whereas Republicans see letting in immigrants, particularly Muslim immigrants, as a threat both physically, you know, in the fear of terrorism, but also culturally. And so this is really one of those things that clearly defines different core issues between the parties.
And what's interesting about this is when you combine Republicans and Democrats, you still get a 54% combined opinion on that, you know, either somewhat or strongly should not restrict immigration. How do the numbers break down between Democrats and Republicans? Are there more Democrats as respondents?
There are slightly more, and this is actually true nationally. There are slightly more people nationally who identify as Democrats. And in Virginia, the numbers for Democrats were slightly higher, but that's also because we included leaners. You know, as you know, people who say, well, I'm not a member of the party, but I lean towards that party. Those people tend to be more faithful partisan voters than somebody who says, yes, I'm a member of the party, but a weak one.
Right.
So when I break it down between Democrats and Republicans, I'm including those leaners. So what we're seeing is, you know, Democrats, including leaners, slightly outnumber Republicans among those who are likely to turn out in this election. And that's self-identified. But when you combine that with the independents, that, I think, is what's showing a majority, 54% of all respondents, disagreeing with restricting Muslim immigrants.
Well, and here's something else that I think, for some people at least, because of the language in the question, can really lead to some confusion. Here in Virginia, voters will also have a couple of amendments to the state constitution to vote on. And I think you also found an interesting split in responses to these two questions. One question deals with whether to make it illegal for workplaces to require union membership for employees. And the other would provide some tax exemptions to surviving spouses of law enforcement officers and some other emergency personnel that die in the line of duty. Those two questions, what did you find there?
You know, the offering tax benefits to surviving spouses, there was overwhelming support of that. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, really tugs at people's heartstrings. You know, people aren't looking at this and saying, you know, what would the, you know, additional money or the lack of tax money do with regard to policy. They're looking at the lives of these people who are first responders and doing something for the families of those who are killed in the line of duty. That is really more of a voting from the gut, and 4 out of 5 respondents said they supported that. On, you know, changing Virginia to essentially a right-to-work state, with, you know, taking away the ability for workplaces to require union membership, it's not quite as clear. But a near majority opposes it. So 49% said that they oppose that, while only 34% support it. One of the interesting things I found is when we ask people about the most important problem facing either the country or Virginia, the economy was seen as the most important problem facing both the United States and the state of Virginia. But below that, we saw a difference. In the state of Virginia, the second most mentioned problem or issue was education, and number 5 was bridge, roads, and infrastructure. And of course, neither of those two made the list for the most important concerns facing America, but Virginians did feel that racism and issues of race was the third most important issue facing America today. So the differences between how likely voters in Virginia see the issues in their state versus the issues in their country, I think, is an interesting glimpse as well.
Yeah, and I think this often breaks down in these surveys. People tend to be more pessimistic about how things are nationally or region-wide as opposed to their own situation. And that comes out when you ask them about their own financial situation. So even though people tend to be more pessimistic about the economy, 60% in the survey said that their financial situation is either excellent or good.
That's right. And, you know, you're exactly right. Folks do tend to feel more confident about things closer to home. They have more experience. There's less uncertainty. So they often see things at the national level as much more uncertain. So if you look at the people who say the economy of the country is very good or fairly good, you're under 50%. Whereas if you look at people who say the economy of Virginia is very good or fairly good, you're over 60%. 10%. So, you know, there's absolutely that breakdown of how people feel about things closer to home simply because the greater uncertainty and less experience directly with how things are going nationally.
Well, we'll see how things turn out next Tuesday on some of these questions. Scott, thanks a lot for sharing the results of your research this morning. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure. It's great talking to you as well.